This is VPR News. I'm Mary Carol Magazzini. Department for Children and Families employees are returning to work in Barrie this morning as they grieve for a co-worker who was killed outside their office Friday afternoon. The woman accused of the murder will be arraigned today in Barrie. Authorities believe the woman accused in the murder is also responsible for the deaths of three other women. VPR's Steve Zind reports.
The shock of DCF social worker Lara Sobel being shot to death in downtown Barrie late Friday was still fresh when police learned there was more to the story. On Saturday morning, in neighboring Berlin, they found the bodies of three women. All were related to Jody Herring, the woman arrested at the scene in Barrie and accused in Sobel's killing. Authorities believe they were killed prior to the Friday shooting in Barrie. Herring had reportedly lost custody of her 9-year-old daughter. Late Saturday, Governor Peter Shumlin returned from vacation and joined law enforcement officials in a press briefing on the events. Few details of the investigation were revealed, and Department of Public Safety Commissioner Keith Flynn made it clear that police still had a lot of evidence to collect.
We want to make sure that we look properly and closely at all facts, and we will do that over the next few days.
Today, as they return to work in Barrie, DCF employees will be met by staff from Washington County Mental Health Services. Department for Children and Families Commissioner Ken Chatt says he expects all staff will be returning to work today.
But we're going to be respectful of staff needs in terms of giving them the time and space to address this tragedy.
Given the nature of the crime and the fact a suspect is in custody, Chatt says there are no related threats to the employees, and it's likely they'll resume working in the field on Monday with help when needed.
What we'll be doing is looking at where we need assistance from law enforcement with respect to field calls.
Chatt became commissioner last year when the department was under heavy scrutiny for the deaths of two children and families it was working with. In the wake of those incidents, a report concluded that one of the problems was an approach to reunifying families that didn't adequately weigh the risks to the child. Chatt says there's no evidence that less emphasis on reunification is now creating greater tension between parents in DCF system and social workers.
I don't have any indication that, that there's any particular increase in dangerous situations.
Over the weekend, Chatt and other state officials repeatedly emphasized the difficulty of the jobs done by DCF social workers and expressed appreciation for the work they do. Agency of Human Services Secretary Hal Cohen says that's not always the public perception.
I've been very concerned about the negative narrative about state workers and DCF workers in particular. I think every day these folks are heroes in our community.
The woman charged in Lara Sobel's killing is scheduled to be arraigned today in Barrie, just a short distance from where Sobel died. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.